Recorded Books and RB Digital present Out of My Shell by Jenny Gable. Narrated by Evan Hartso. Chapter 1. Sea turtles are reptiles and must rise to the surface to breathe. However, a sea turtle can hold its breath and remain underwater for several hours at a time. My little sister Lainey was hogging the armrests. She was in the middle seat between Mom and me. Lifting herself with her hands, she tucked her knees to her chest and swung back and forth in the small space between rows. She was practically performing gymnastics on the airplane. She was excited for our trip. Genuinely and wholeheartedly excited. As badly as I wanted to be too, I couldn't bring myself to feel even a shimmer of anticipation. When the flight attendant took my drink order a few minutes later, I could hear myself saying, "Apple juice," and "Thank you." But what I was thinking was, "You've got to keep it together, Liv." Our family was minus one, and even though Lainey was oblivious, bouncing in her seat and bursting with giggles, I was on the verge of falling apart. I couldn't stop glancing at the open seat across the aisle, the place where Dad should have been sitting. Mom was in rough shape, too. Her fingers drummed the armrest almost the entire flight. She got even more frazzled after the plane landed in Tampa and she had to rent a car. Her legs moved restlessly as she stood in line, creating little ripples in her long, flowery skirt. I wished I could help, but I also knew the rental car company would never turn keys over to me. Dad had always been the one to step up to the counter. Mom usually corralled our luggage and squeezed droplets of hand sanitizer into Lainey's and my hands, even though we'd already washed them in the airport bathroom. This time, Mom skipped the hand sanitizer and shot me a pleading look as the woman behind the counter took her credit card. I followed Mom's line of sight to where my sister was standing, hovering, really, over a stranger's wheeled bag. Lainey gave the luggage a slight shove, testing its unrestricted movement. "Lainey?" I cautioned, and lunged for her arm. I wasn't quick enough. My finger snatched empty air as she belly-flopped onto the bag. "Whee!" she cried, rolling past the Enterprise rent-a-car sign and bowling right into a group of tourists. There were a few yelps, some groans. Two pairs of sunglasses and a beach hat went flying. Thankfully, Mom was too distracted by the woman at the counter to notice. Unable to look any of Lainey's victims in the eye, I retrieved my sister and rolled the luggage back to its rightful owner. Then I held her hand until Mom was finished. I couldn't blame Lainey entirely. Even though it rubbed me the wrong way, I understood how she could act so carefree. Lainey was half my age. The sleight-of-hand trick Mom was pulling might have worked on me too when I was six. "Look away from our family's ruin and focus on the trip to Florida. It's the Sunshine State. Sadness is an impossibility. Forget that our lives are in pieces. We're going to the beach." Right. Getting from Tampa to Anna Maria Island required a trip over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. As Mom drove up the steeply rising arch, Lainey sucked in her breath and then let out a noise that was halfway between a song and a sigh. The road appeared as though it paved the way to blue sky and cotton ball clouds. The bright yellow stabilizing cables dazzled like rays of light outside the car windows. The dreamy expression on Lainey's face told me that she'd already ridden the bridge through the clouds and that her thoughts were somewhere high above the Earth's atmosphere. Even Mom's face brightened for a breezy second at the view. I'll admit there was a tug at the corners of my lips, too. But it wasn't strong enough to counter the weight in my stomach. It might have been from fear. The bridge was super high. Mostly, though, I think it came from missing Dad already. I missed the history lesson he always gave as we drove over the bridge. He called them Forrester Family Fabulous Facts, although I might have been the only other Forrester in the family to enjoy them. As we reached the highest point, I could practically hear his annual lecture playing in my head. "The Sunshine Skyway Bridge is the longest cable-stayed concrete bridge in the world, girls. Not the first bridge to span the Tampa Bay, though. The first bridge met disaster. Disaster with a capital D. In 1980, a freighter plowed into it during a thunderstorm. More than 1,000 feet of the bridge plummeted into the bay, killing 35 motorists and passengers." Disaster. That was exactly what this vacation would be without Dad. Nothing close to the magnitude of a bridge collapsing, of course, but disaster nonetheless.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?